الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending, and the one that does not resemble the creations in any way. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Pilgrimage, Hajj. Who must perform pilgrimage? Hajj or pilgrimage is heading towards the Kaaba to perform specific acts. And Umrah, which is visiting the Kaaba with known prescribed acts. Performing Hajj and Umrah once in a lifetime is obligatory until death upon the Muslim. Hence, they are not obligatory in this life upon the blasphemer to perform while in the state of blasphemy. On the Muslim who is free, they are not obligatory upon the one who is a slave, partially or totally. And it is an obligatory upon the accountable, that is the sane and pubescent. They are not obligatory upon the child or insane, and can afford to reach Mecca and to return to one's home place. This includes that one has in excess of one's debts, even if immature, appropriate lodging, even if rented, and clothing that are befitting for one, and what one is obligated to spend on those whom one must support, such as the wife and the needy parents, from the time of one's departure to Hajj and Umrah until one's return, and while residing therein. Integrals of pilgrimage. The integrals, rukuns, of Hajj are six. The integrals here refers to the acts without which Hajj is invalid and are not compensated for with slaughter. The first rukun is to have the intention to be in a state of pilgrimage, ihram, that is, to say in one's heart, I now enter into the actions of Hajj. If one wants to perform Hajj or Umrah, if one wants to perform Umrah, one is allowed to combine both in the intention. The second rukun is to be at any part of the land of Arafah, sometime between the start of Dhuhr on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah and the dawn, Fajr, of the following Eid day, that is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. The third rukun is to circumambulate the Kaaba, Tawaf, 7 times. Its time starts after the midnight of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. The fourth rukun is to walk between the mounts of As-Safa and Al-Marwa, starting at As-Safa and ending at Al-Marwa, 7 times from one borderline to the other, Sa'i. The fifth rukun is cutting the hair by shaving, Halq, that is removing all the hair, or trimming, or taqsir, that is by removing 3 or more hairs. Its time starts after the midnight of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Sixth integral, observing the order in most of the integrals. It is obligatory to have the ihram ahead of all the other integrals, and to delay one's tawaf and shaving, trimming the hair until after one's presence at Arafah. And shaving or trimming the hair until after one's presence at Arafah. All of these are also integrals of Umrah except to be at Arafah. Hence, it is known that the integrals of Umrah are 5. Ihram, Tawaf, Sa'i, shaving or trimming, and keeping the order. These integrals have requisites, fards, and conditions, sharts, that must be observed by the pilgrim, to have valid acts. Among the conditions of tawaf is to circumambulate the Kaaba 7 times, covering a specific distance by starting at the black stone and back to it 7 times, while keeping one's left shoulder towards the Kaaba, without facing or turning one's back to it, and to cover the unlawful nakedness, awra, and to be pure of the 2 ritual impurities, as in the case of prayer. What is unlawful during pilgrimage? After we finished talking about the integrals of Hajj and Umrah, we will talk about the prohibitions of Ihram. It is unlawful for the one who has intended to enter into the actions of pilgrimage, Hajj or Umrah, to do 8 matters. The first is to wear perfumes, that is, for a male or female to use in clothes or body a substance that is usually sought for its fragrance, such as musk. Doing it requires an expiation, fidya. The second is to anoint the head or beard of the muhrim with oil, fat, ghee, or butter, melted grease or melted honey wax. Using such substances for other purposes, such as eating, is not prohibited except when perfumed. The third is to remove or cut fingernails, toenails, and hair of the head and otherwise. The fourth is to perform vaginal or anal sexual intercourse or its inviting actions, such as lustful kissing, looking, and touching, even if with a barrier. The fifth is to conduct marriage for oneself or others, such as one's own daughter. It is invalid. The sixth is to hunt any Islamically edible wild animal, that is, to intercept it even by purchasing it. This excludes the inedible, water, domesticated animal. The seventh is, in the case of a muhrim man, to cover the head with a normative head cover, like a hat, or wear clothes that are sewn, such as a shirt or felted, or the like, such as a woven clothes to surround part of or all the body. The eighth is, in the case of a woman, to cover the face with a normative cover, and to wear gloves that cover the hands to protect against cold. The one who is muhrim and does any of these unlawful matters knowingly, intentionally, and willfully has sinned. An expiation fidya is obligatory for committing these matters. An expiation fidya is obligatory for committing these matters with the exception of conducting marriage and looking lustfully. Moreover, in the case of sexual intercourse committed before the first tahallul, which is doing 2 of the following 3, throwing jamaratul aqaba, tawaf, and shaving or trimming, then one's hajj is invalidated. But one is obligated to complete this invalidated hajj and reperform it immediately. That is, the one who invalidates one's hajj by performing sexual intercourse continues with hajj, does not interrupt it, then makes it up in the coming year if one is able. As for invalidating umrah by sexual intercourse, one finishes it, then immediately engages in making it up. Qada. Requisites of pilgrimage. After we talked about the prohibitions of Ihram, we will talk about the requisites, wajibs of pilgrimage. In the context of pilgrimage, requisite refers to whatever is compensated with slaughter. But leaving it out does not invalidate Hajj. It is a requisite, wajib, for the one who has intended to enter into the actions of pilgrimage, Hajj or Umrah, to have the intention of Ihram, before crossing the site prescribed for it, Miqat. The Miqat is the place which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specified as the starting site of the intention of Ihram, such as the land called Dhul Hulayfa, nowadays called Abar Ali, for the people of Al-Madinah, and those who are not its residents who take the same route to Mecca. To stay at night in Muzdalifah, that is, passing by its land, even for one moment after the midnight of Eid, and Mina, that is, to be present in it during most of the 3 nights of Tashriq, if one did not leave Mina before the sunset of the second Tashriq day. However, if one leaves before that, one is permitted to skip staying for the third night during Hajj. This ruling for Muzdalifah and Mina is according to one saying of Ash-Shafi'i. However, according to another saying of Ash-Shafi'i, neither is a requisite. Hence, leaving out either of them neither renders one sinful nor requires one to fulfill a fidya. Also among the wajibs is to throw 7 pebbles at the station of Jamaratul Aqaba on the day of the feast of Adha, Eidul Adha. Its time starts after the midnight of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah and extends until the last Tashriq day. Also among the wajibs is to throw 7 pebbles at each of the 3 stations of Jamras during the days of Tashriq, after Dhuhr time, in order. One starts with the Jamra near Masjidul Khayf, then the next one, the next Jamratul Aqaba. One may delay the throwing of the first 2 days until the 3rd day. To perform the farewell circumambulation before leaving Mecca, Tawaful Wada', according to a saying in the school of the Madhab of Ash-Shafi'i, and according to another saying, it is recommended to do so. To perform the farewell circulating before leaving Mecca, Tawaful Wada', that is according to a saying in the school Madhab of Ash-Shafi'i. But according to another saying, it is recommended to do so. The one who does not fulfill these 5 matters does not invalidate one's Hajj, because they are requisites, wajibs, but not integrals. Although one is sinful and must fulfill an expiation, fidya, this is different from the one who does not perform an integral. If one leaves out an integral of Hajj, then one's Hajj is not valid. Slaughtering an animal will not compensate for skipping it. It is unlawful for one, whether or not one is in the state of Ihram, to hunt the animals of Mecca and Al-Madina, or to cut or root out their trees. If this animal hunting or tree cutting is done in Mecca, then the obligation of fulfilling the expiation fidya is added. There is no expiation fidya due for hunting the animals or cutting the trees in Al-Madina, that is, the area between Mount Ayr and Mount Thawr. Notice, visiting the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is recommended, and that is by consensus, whether or not the visitor is a resident of Al-Madina or a pilgrim. The early and later Muslims did this habitually. Their consensus, ijma', to perform this act has been established. In this context, many hadiths were narrated, one of which is the narration, is the one narrated by Ad-Dharqutni, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. It means, whoever visits my grave is guaranteed my intercession. Hafiz As-Subki and Al-Ala'i and others graded it as a Hasan hadith. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to enable us to perform Hajj and Umrah and to visit the Prophet's grave sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to grant us his shafa'a. Ameen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.